off. We're actually going to, right before, we're going to the tailgate, which starts at 5:30, and we have some opportunities to get some items, and we'll have some raffle baskets. But then, right before halftime, we'll go on the field, announce our goal, and kick off our campaign. So I'm super excited with the partnership with the Bartlesville Public Schools. And I think this will hopefully become a yearly event. I'm excited. I'm excited. If you're a United Way supporter, come support the Bruins in their first football game under Coach Sport. We're super appreciative of everything that the school system does in our community.
Yeah, no, they do a great job, and we're all excited every year for a new team and with a brand new coach. Yes. And we had the coaches show last night. Mm-hmm. I wasn't able to go last night, but listened to a little of it. Great.
Great on TV, by the way, and thank you.
Lots of optimism. Yeah, we're excited to be part of that again, and with the new, with being able to watch the coaches show, mm-hmm. As well as attend it. I mean, great crowd last night.
It was.
And it's really a lot of fun to do that. We love that, and I know Bartlesville, it would be great to combine the football crowd and the United Way crowd. You probably have the biggest crowd ever.
I hope so, because I'm a I have two Bruins in my home, mm-hmm. so I'm a huge fan of the Bartlesville Bruins, and just having partnerships with companies like Dungis is what makes Bartlesville Regional United Way unique. I really appreciate the support that Dungis provides to us throughout the year. And they're doing some special support for us during the golf tournament that's next week. So
now that's a big event, too. That helps you raise a lot of money
yes.
for local organizations, doesn't it?
It absolutely does. We last year set a record and raised $700,000.
Amazing.
This year we're hoping to exceed that.
Wow.
So Brad has been so generous. Randy John, who lives in Houston, is the chair of the committee. And Brad has been generous to donate a use of a vehicle, and we'll have his banner out there. And we're just very appreciative and grateful for your collaboration and helping us out.
We'd like to help, obviously, any way we can, and help. You know, we can't make, you know, raise $700,000 on our own. So it does take a community.
It absolutely
does.
We
all have to work on that. That's outstanding. And so the tournament's coming up too. So you kick it off tomorrow night. Tell us about the golf tournament.
So it's from September 10th through the 13th. Mm-hmm. I just found out last night we'll have 908 golfers total.
Wow.
So we have two flights a day, one in the morning, one in the evening, so 4 days. And then during lunchtime, we have opportunities for people to win raffles. You can buy raffle tickets. And then, of course, you can do a ball drop. And there's a lot of great savings in the clubhouse of Adams Golf Course, because we want the community to benefit from this, so mm-hmm. that there's a lot of merchandise that's at reduced prices. So I encourage anyone that's interested in that to come on out, and we'd love to see you, and you can support United Way and have some fun at the same time.
Wow. And over 900 golfers.
Yes.
That is outstanding.
Yeah.
That seems like a very large number of
golfers. It is.
How does that work? I mean, so they all, is it a, they all play every day, or is it you? Because you can't do that.
No,
with 900
no, it's a mix.
It's
it's a mix of golfers. Mm-hmm. I mean, so some people just play one day,
oh, okay.
and depending on their level of sponsorship. But
okay.
Randy John has been working on this since. I mean, he started it 16 years ago, and we raised eight.
I know he's been around a long time. He used to live here. And
yes,
we
he
lost
did.
Him to Houston, but comes back every year.
He does, and when we had it 16 years ago, it raised about $8,000. So now we're at $700,000, and we start in January, really getting those schedules done, the rosters. So, and it's a lot of vendors that come from out of state. So it not only benefits United Way, it benefits our community, because they're eating in our community, they're staying in our hotels, and they're shopping at our shops.
And the major sponsorship comes from ConocoPhillips and Phillips 66, I think, for this.
Yes.
And obviously they put some leverage into that to get all these golfers here, I have a feeling.
Yeah, they're what
our community.
Yes, they're what makes it special.
Yeah.
That's what makes this golf tournament a one of a kind, because it is a collaboration between P66 and COP, and we're so grateful that they help us with their generosity.
Of course, and it all goes, everything in the United Way goes to support the United Way and the organizations in our community around Bartlesville and in our area.
Yes.
So talk about that this year and what's going on in general with the United Way and other programming and what your plans are.
Okay.
And such. I know we won't get into the goal yet
this
year.
Right, yeah.
We're going to announce that. But,
yeah.
But we're going to raise a lot of money, and it's going to, what are you going to do with it?
Well, we have 13 partner agencies and 29 programs and 3 initiatives. So we will be dispersing that money through to those partner agencies. It stays local in the Nowata, Osage, and Washington counties area. And we're able to really impact a lot of people with those donor dollars. It allows the partner agencies to concentrate on their services, so because we're able to give them some money to help their mm-hmm. programs. But we're always looking at the Bartlesville Regional United Way of things that we may be missing in our communities. So the board is really actively looking at that and what needs are in our community that we're not currently providing mm-hmm. with one of the programs we support. So this year we're hoping to do venture grants again, so that will be, people need to look for that at the first of the year. Mm-hmm. If you donate, that's what the money goes to. It stays local. Less than 1% of money is outside of Bartlesville Regional United Way area. So all of the money from our vendors that we get our t-shirts from our goodie bag stuff. I mean, we purchase the stuff locally.
Yeah.
And we really believe in the community and believe
and because you're able to raise so much money through so many, really, it's a lot of small gifts mm-hmm. and it kind of multiplies, doesn't it? I mean, it really, really does. And there's a lot of accountability on that money and how, and I think you also work with your agencies to make them perform better and so they can really work on their mission, right?
Yes, that is so true. So we have our community investment committee that's
right.
about 90 volunteers. They review applications yearly.
That's amazing.
And then they
that's
make
one
a
of those things yes. in the United Way I think a lot of people don't realize yeah. is the infrastructure behind it and why it works as well as it does.
Yeah, I mean, so then they make recommendations to the board of directors mm-hmm. about how much money is allocated, and then the board of directors makes the final decision. But we are going to, this next year, going to collaborate with some other agencies and do some trainings for our partner agencies. I think that's really important for mm-hmm. us to support them. They are the real heroes in this.
Right.
We're just trying to help them.
Okay. And so you've got the big kickoff and a golf tournament. I know there's going to be lots of other stuff going on. Tell us about that, too, so people can... You know, maybe they're into some other
yeah.
activity and want to support some other ways.
Sure. So we, we have our Day of Caring that's coming up, and that is a huge endeavor. We collaborate with 35 corporations in our community to do fund drives. But our Day of Caring is September 24th. But as I said before, it's Days of Caring yeah. because some of them want their Day of Caring to do in October, November, December. We just coordinate with the companies, and then they volunteer for any nonprofit in Bartlesville, and they don't have to be one of our partner agency.
Uh-huh.
So from painting the halls at one of the schools, from doing landscaping, from just stuffing envelopes or making tamales, that's okay. just a few of the projects that cool. are happening. And then we do have, the reason I'm wearing my Live United shirt today is because we have, ConocoPhillips has their actual kickoff today.
Oh, okay.
So we'll be out there, and there's an opportunity, there's a dunk tank, so there's some law enforcement officers that are going to be, you have a chance to dunk them. I know Jim Waring is one of them,
okay.
and I think Rocky is one. So if you don't have anything to do this afternoon at 2:30 and want to dunk,
it's a beautiful day
yes,
to be dunked. So.
Yes, so we'll be out there and supporting their kickoff and having a good time with them.
Excellent. Sounds like a lot of fun and lots of good stuff going on, and it's going to be a great season, I'm sure, and good luck on raising all that money.
Thank you.
It's always,
I appreciate it.
Always a challenge, I know, but you guys set it up so well and historically have achieved your goal. So.
Yes, I mean, I like to say, you can do a lot of great things individually, But together, we can really make stuff happen.
Yeah.
So when we all collaborate together and give back to our community, it makes everyone's life better.
I know that's the true about Bartlesville in general, and the United Way helps with that. And Bartlesville does so much. There's always stuff going on, great organizations in this community, and there's always a lot to do. And, you know, the teamwork, that's the same thing at the dealership,
that's
really.
Right.
I mean, we require that, too, all our great associates and team. And, you know, they've been working so hard at the dealership lately, and I want to really congratulate my team out there. They've been... Yeah, we've had a lot of change going on, lots of new technology that we're rolling, putting out a lot of new changes in our sales process, and the whole way that we engage with our customers and trying to get better and better at that. And the team has really taken it and been great at it. And, you know, the truth is our business, you know, the way people buy cars has changed. And, you know, if you look at the way the retail car business has been, and, you know, it's kind of... The way we sell cars hadn't changed and kept up completely. Yeah. And, you know, so we're really being intentional about that and using technology to help us be more transparent in our selling, being ready to help answer your questions all the time. And it's a service business, so we know that and want to take care of you. It's also a technology business. And,
oh, boy, is it.
And this right now, the big stuff going on, it's the 2020 model year. It's the new product is really starting to roll out, and we've got new stuff that's coming on Toyota and Ford and Lincoln. I'll be going next week to the Toyota big car show and be looking at hearing from them on what they've got planned over the next year or two. Ford and Lincoln had theirs last month, and Ford's is later this month. And there's a lot of exciting stuff happening. Expecting at the Ford meeting to hear a lot about electric vehicles that Ford is going to be rolling out. There's going to be the new, we'll probably get a glimpse of the new Bronco and baby Bronco. Some other great things that are coming. So, and of course, we've got the Mustang Shelby GT500 that's going to be here just in the second half of this year. It's one of the fastest Fords ever built. And then the Corsair will be out later this year also, which is a brand new redesigned Lincoln in the small SUV segment. But next year, it really takes off. We're going to get a Mustang hybrid and an Escape plug-in hybrid, and the Corsair will come in a hybrid. And by the second half of 2020, we'll be looking at an all-new Mach-E, which is that's the name that's being floated out there now in the press. There would be a small crossover built off the Mustang platform that would be an electrified vehicle. And really excited about this. I think it's going to have incredible performance characteristics. That's why Ford wanted to put it on the Mustang chassis, so that people would identify it with performance. I think it's going to be a lot of fun to drive. Ford was testing. Eventually, we're going to have an electric F-150 too. And they showed a prototype recently. You can probably get video of this on YouTube. But a prototype of the electric F-150 was capable of towing over 1 million pounds. And so what we're going to find is the electric vehicles, when they're produced what Ford's betting is that when they're produced in the segments where Ford excels, for commercial vehicles, trucks, SUVs, performance vehicles, that they really are going to be outstanding as far as the work that we do in our cars and the performance, if that's what you need. You know, those that it's going to be on just the green aspect of driving an electric vehicle, that these are really going to change how people look at vehicles. And I think Ford's goal is to be the first mainline manufacturer that really cracks that code of getting it out there and profitable in high volume segments. We'll have that in addition to the Mach-E in 2020, other electric vehicles coming will be the F-150 in 2021. There'll be other vehicles, I know, of up to six of them in the next couple years. So lots of exciting stuff going on that front. Same type thing happening with Toyota. So it's a really exciting period with lots of new product and still great deals at the dealerships.
Yeah, last week when we were talking about the Toyota product, it was like Future Shock.
Yeah, well, now it's Ford, so it's going to...
And who knows?
Toyota's going to show me some stuff I'm sure I'm not expecting at the show next week when we go there. And you know, that's usually the way it is. And in the meantime, we do have some great deals. The incentives for September have been announced by the manufacturers. And there's if you are interested in Toyotas right now on the Camry and Avalon, there are outstanding rebates up to $5,500 in rebates alone on Camry and Avalon. That is very large for those vehicles. And you, plus, you get the Dungis discount, too. You can check that out online at DungisToyota.com or DungisChoice.com. Plus, our great Q-certified program where you get a 7-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty on every new vehicle we sell at no additional cost. So it's a great deal. And those big discounts are also on Highlanders with $3,000 in rebates. And then special edition Tundras have $5,000 in rebates. And there was a really new arrival here recently. We mentioned the Supra a couple weeks ago. Unfortunately, that's gone. But we did get a beautiful Voodoo Blue Toyota 4Runner TRD Pro. This is a pretty rare vehicle. We don't get a lot of the TRD Pro. We get there's a couple different levels in the Toyota Racing Division product, which is like the Ford Performance Division, if you're more familiar with that. But TRD Pro is really is the top of the line for Toyota performance and tough ruggedness on the 4Runner. It's a beautiful vehicle. You need to come check that out. And I think we'll get pictures up on that probably today.
So very good.
Check all that out at our website, and you can do the whole start the whole purchase process there too.
Yes,
there's a trade evaluation forms, all of our inventory, you know, all the breaking down all the incentives and different options on the vehicles, and as you're making your decision, you collect information and the vehicles that you're interested in together, and save them in a folder for you, and come back to that if you need to. We're always there to help, to chat with you or answer any of your questions if anything comes along the way. And, I think that's usually what's going on. We get a lot of that traffic on our websites these days. So do reach out if you're up there looking and have a question. Just give us a shout, and we'll be happy to help you with that.
You know, talk is easy. All you have to do is ask a question, and you guys answer it. You know, next thing you know, you got a dialogue going on, and the rest will take care of itself.
I think it does.
It does. Right. Uh-huh.
Yeah. So anyway, lots of great stuff going on that front. Let's go back to the United Way a little bit here where we have some time. Okay. Lisa, hey again. So tell us again about what's coming on this weekend. Those who maybe weren't here for the beginning of the show, you've got the big kickoff tomorrow night, right?
Yes. So the first Bartlesville High School football game's tomorrow against Claremore. And we will be there during the tailgating, and we'll have some giveaways there. But then we're going to kick off our event just before halftime. So we'll be on the field. The cheerleaders are helping us. We're going to announce our goal. I think I even have a T-shirt for the Bruin Bear mascot.
Oh, awesome.
So we've got
one big enough?
Yeah, we special ordered one. So we're super excited about just being there. We'll have a tent set up by Moxie and the print shop inside the game, too. So you can drop by if you don't have a chance to come to the tailgate. You can drop by to buy our tent. We'll have our new video showing because we've wrapped that up almost to a T. We've got one more thing to do, but
we're probably always being fine too. Right?
Yes, absolutely. But we're super excited just to let everybody know how generous our community is and what we can do together in the areas of health, education, and financial stability.
And I know you'll announce the goal for this year tomorrow night, but what was the goal last year? We can talk about that,
And we actually made our goal. Right. It was $2.3 million. Excellent. So that is a really fantastic goal for us to reach. Mm-hmm. Look for something really similar to that coming up.
To that? Right.
I think it will. But we couldn't do it without businesses like Dungis that give back so much to our community, not just United Way. They give back to make our community better. So thank you for what you do for our community. You have a great legacy.
Well, thank you. That's great for you to say. And we're proud to support you guys in any way we can. And then right around the corner here is the golf tournament, too, and the Day of Giving and all that. So it gets going pretty quick. You mentioned earlier over 900 golfers in the golf tournament this year, which raised over $700,000 last year. That is just amazing.
I would put our golf tournament against any nonprofit golf tournament out there.
I guess so.
We're probably one. I know in this area, this region, we're the largest nonprofit golf tournament.
And it's amazing that you can pull that off. So, and is there... Are you still looking for teams, or is
I think
is it
we're
pretty,
full. I think
full?
We're sold out. If I open that up, I think Randy may get angry with me. Not really, but he's just been such a pivotal person in making this golf tournament a success, and both companies are just bought into what this does. It's a really great opportunity for us to show off Bartlesville.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of out-of-town people from Texas, California. Last year we had someone from Great Britain. So we're just proud of that tournament, and I'm so proud and grateful to ConocoPhillips and P66 to partner with us to raise so much money for our community.
Yeah, it's a great deal. And it'll be a great time for everybody out there. But of course, it's just kicking off now, and it'll go. When does the campaign end?
Or we usually what's it about? Try to wrap it up by the end of the year, but we're we'll never turn away if people want to help to donate, and they can, you know, they can call our office or visit our website at Bartlesville.
How do they get more information? Because there is going to be stuff going on, and you know, a lot of businesses just do their own smaller things, and it kind of lead, you know, to raise money as a group or to volunteer and help an organization out that they're interested in. So how do they get involved in that and get more information if they're interested in that?
They can log on to and look at our website, which is BartlesvilleUW.org. They can like us on social media, Facebook, it's BartlesvilleUW, and Instagram, I think it's the same, BartlesvilleUW. But on our website, in the middle, you can click events. Those are ways they can get involved. There's also a donate button. But then if you want to volunteer, there's a place to do that as well. So they can call my office at 918-336-1044. We just will be prepared to answer your questions. If you come by the office, you could get a free t-shirt like I,
On our social media, there you go, Live United.
Yeah, and we got those because of the color and they're really soft. So they've been a hit. Yeah, they've been a hit this year.
Really comfortable. So awesome. Great. Get your t-shirts. Come on down to the United Way. Give them a call. Let's get this campaign rolling and kick it off with a big blast tomorrow night.
Thank you so much, Brad, for your support.
Sure. Well, we're glad to be able to help. And in the meantime, you can come on down to the dealership, get your oil changed maybe. You can check our wait time online. If you've got the app on your phone, just go to the App Store. If you don't, you can search for the Dungis Net Check-In app. What that's going to allow you to do is check in for your oil change before you even show up. Mm-hmm. So you get in line. You can go about your business. If you show up when the system tells you to, you'll probably be the next one that we pull in to start changing your oil, and it can really speed up the process.
So that is just so cool.
It is something we've been working on hard for the last few months, and it's getting... We're fine-tuning it now, and I'm a little more confident. I can keep talking about it and that we really got it dialed in. You know, it does take some... It takes a real process for the wait time management system to really work right. And, you know, it doesn't quite integrate with the system we use where we manage our repair orders and do the work. So we do have to manage the two together. But boy, when it works right, it's awesome in the store because you can really see the work as it's being done. You can see where you are in line. You can see when, you know, that your car has moved into the bay. You can see that it's completed. And then it does give you a calculation on what that wait time is. Mm-hmm. And we get a lot of calls about that with our 995 oil change. People know that it might be crowded. It is at times. And so they'll call and say, well, how long is the wait now? And, you know, so this is in a sense a way to answer that question easier and to answer it yourself. But more importantly, to check in, and then so that there really won't be a wait when you show up.
Well, look at all that productivity. You know, you got instead of answering the phone, you're
no, I mean, there is, all done, that's right, because that is a big
everybody,
part
everybody
of
wins.
A car dealership is the, phone ringing.
Like, oh, yes,
a lot
is.
Of phone calls.
A lot.
That is, and that's something we work on all the time. It's good communication and improving that all the time.
You bet.
Yeah, but so check that out. There's information on that on our website, too. Of course, if you want to schedule an appointment, there's you can do that also. Do that online or give us a call. 918-333-0900 is our phone number.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can go to dungeschoice.com. There you can get on any of our showrooms, the Toyota, Ford, or Lincoln. You can search our used car inventory. There's an employment section there. Mm-hmm. All kinds of good information for if you're doing research on vehicles. If you're looking to sell a car, we're always looking to buy vehicles, and there's a great way there to get an actual cash offer for your vehicle right online within a few seconds. And then we just need to verify that when you come in, and we can write you a check. It's pretty simple, and you don't even have to buy a car from us.
Hot dog. Now, you were talking last week about your pre-owned vehicles, and that's something that's a pretty brisk business, too.
It's been really hot this year. I was talking to some guys that service us in the automotive business and go around the country yesterday, and he was saying how it is hot everywhere, and we're just seeing a lot of people moving to used vehicles. The new cars do keep going up in price, and there's some value in used cars. You're starting to see a lot of the great new technology show up in a couple-year-old cars, which is really, I think, is driving some people to trade because they want to get that new safety stuff and the new driver assistance packages and the infotainment stuff. So that's driving it. And at Dungis, you get the choice of certified vehicles, too, and our Dungis Q certified, and then, of course, we have a few that are not. So great choices.
So you got a wide variety there and a big selection. And, again, they can find you in person right there on the west side, the best side of 75.
just south of the No Water Road on Highway 75. That's right. Or DungisChoice.com.
I want to thank you all for coming in today and being part of Car Talk right here on K1, the one you trust. We'll see you next week.
We'll
see you Friday night.
Thank you.
All righty. Take care, everyone. We'll talk to you later. We have news coming up next.
Thanks for listening to One-on-One with a Professional, a paid presentation at 1400 K.